baby. Yud Aleph Tammuz, Wednesday, the 17th of July, Rabbi Chaim Perlman, Mitzvah Hatzola, Loi Samad El Dam Reecho.
There's a mitzvah in our Torah. If someone sees another person in difficulties, he's got a chiyuv, an obligation to try and save that person. Morris says in Sanhedrin, how do we know if you see somebody else drowning in a river that he's obliged to save that person? Talmud Lama, therefore, it says, don't stand by where the blood of your friend is in danger. You've got to put yourself out and be matzah. That's the Iker Chiyuv of Hatzolah. Then the Gemara asks, why do we need a special posuk for this? Surely we could have learned it out from Hashavas Avedo. Since one has to return lost property, surely a person's health, is no different from returning lost property. Why do I need a special limud? So the Gemara gives an answer. You know why I need a special limud? To tell you that the chiyuv of Hatzolas Haguf, there is over and above the regular chiyuv of Hashavas Avedo, returning lost property, as it were, there's also an additional chiyuv that one has to even not just do it with his own person, but he doesn't have to hire laborers, put himself out, go that further mile in order to save somebody whose life is in danger. In other words, there's over and above the regular mitzvah of Hashavas Avedo, there is an additional mitzvah to put oneself out, even if it's going to cost you money, or cause presumably means even if it's an extra tircha regarding Hatzolas Haguf, there's an extra chiyuv. Now, the Aruch HaNer in the Gemara Sanhedrin says, why didn't the Gemara suggest another reason why we need the extra posuk of Hatzolah? Maybe, says the Aruch HaNer, that in the case of Hatzolah, you have to be matzil even if you're going to put yourself into a sofik sakona. When you return somebody else's lost property, you're not putting yourself into any danger. But when it comes to saving somebody else's life, maybe you have to go that extra step to even if it means that your life is somewhat in a sofik. Now this is a major shaila lahalocha. Is a person b'chuyel to put himself into, let's say, a minimal danger, and how you define a minimal danger obviously needs definition, in order to save somebody else who is indefinitely in danger. Clearly, if it's equal, then you're not going to put your life in danger. If it's a 50-50 chance that you will suffer, then you're not obliged to go and save somebody else who also has a 50-50 chance of being saved. But if you can definitely save the other person, but there's a minimal danger, how we define minimal, 10%, 20%, whatever it is, a danger to your own life, that is a major question in our law. For example, modern shaila is a person obliged to donate a kidney to save perhaps a close relative if he's a good match? There is an element of sakona. Nowadays the sakona is somewhat reduced than it was in a few years ago, but nonetheless nobody would deny that there is an element of sakona, and by donating a kidney it's it's not for certain that you'll save the other person, but certainly there's a great likelihood that person could live a normal life by donating a kidney. Are you obliged to do so?
But if you need it later, maybe.
Once I'll answer questions later. So says the Aruch HaNer, the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara didn't say we need the extra posuk to tell you that even if you are putting yourself into a sofik sakona, therefore it would seem to be from the Babli, it would seem to be that one is not obliged to do so. The Yerushalmi, however, it's not clear where the Yerushalmi is, but the Yerushalmi is quoted by the Agos Maimoni, and it's Agos Maimoni which we don't have. We don't have the Agos Maimoni, although the Agos Maimoni is on the Rambam. However, the Beis Yosef quotes it b'shem the Hagos Maimoni, so Beis Yosef must have had this Hagos Maimoni, and the Beis Yosef says, B'Yerushalmi, in the name of the Hagos Maimoni, B'Yerushalmi Masik, Afilu Lahachnis Atzmai, B'Sofik Sakona Chayim. A person is obliged to put himself into a Sofik Sakona in order to save somebody else. Because the other person you can certainly save, and as far as he is concerned, it's only a sophic that he will, whether his life is in danger or not. And then he adds, so the Hagos Maimoni quotes from Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, it's not immediately obvious where this Yerushalmi is, but it has been located by the Acharonim. And Yesh Lefakbek, one can actually, the Raya from the Yerushalmi is not exactly so solid. But nonetheless, it is brought in the Beis Yosef. However, when it comes to the Shulchan Aruch, neither the Mechaber nor the Ramor, when it's dealing with the Mitzvah Atzolah, brings this halacha that of the Yerushalmi, that one is obliged to put oneself into Sofik Zakona. So although the Beis Yosef quotes the Hagos Maimoni and quotes the Yerushalmi, it would seem that the halacha is not the halacha lemaisa because he doesn't bring it in Shulchan Aruch. Why doesn't he bring it in Shulchan Aruch? The answer must be because of the Aruch Haner, because the Babli disagrees. And therefore, because the Babli disagrees, and what is more, none of the major poskim, the Tur, the Rosh, the Rambam, bring it the halacha, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in the halacha, although he brings it in the Beis Yosef, which is also halacha sefer. Nonetheless, when it comes to halacha lemaisa, he doesn't bring it, which would indicate that it is not the halacha. And so says the Smasos and Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, because in our Shas, it's muchach that one doesn't have to put oneself into Sakona. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't say where it's muchach from our Shas. Maybe it's derived from the Aruch HaNer. I've got other rayas, which we won't have time to go into now, that our Babli doesn't seem to hold of this halacha. And then our Chashulchan adds, Miu hakel lefi ho'inyen, v'yeshlishkel ho'inyen bepeles. Everything depends on the circumstances, and one should weigh it up. V'lo lishmer esatma yosemidai. Supposing, let's say, there's a 5% sophic, a 1% sophic that he's putting himself into sakona. You're going to refrain from not helping somebody else who's definitely going to die? So it's a balancing act. You've got to weigh it up. It's true that you're not obliged to put yourself into sakona in order to save somebody else, but what is the proportion? What is the percentage of sakona that the statistically that you're allowed to rely on not to save somebody else? That is unclear, and says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's left to every individual. We can't put a statistical figure on it. And he says one should weigh it up. Similarly, the Mishneh Berurah in Aruch Chaim says if one sees a ship which has got carrying Jewish people on board, Hamuturefes Bayom, which is in danger in the sea. So you see people in danger or an individual in danger, says the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, in Hilchos Shabbos, mitzvah al kol odom lechalel aleihem Shabbos kedei latzilom. You've got to be mechalel Shabbos in order to save them. Comes the Mishneh Berurah. Vafilu sofik sakona nami, odif sveika didei mi vadai dechaveirei. Says the Mishneh Berurah, like we've already said, if it's a sofik sakona, then if there's a sophic sakona to himself, his sophic is more choshuv than the vadai of the chaveri. Odif sveiko didei mi vadai de chaveri. The Pizkei Tshuva brings from the Rikanti. And there, the Rikanti says, a strange story, im oma hasar li Yisrael. You've got an autocrat. He says to Yisrael, Hanach li liktos eva echod, she'en chomeis mimenu, let me cut off a limb of yours from which you won't die. And if not, omes es Yisrael habercho. If you don't allow me to cut off a limb, then I will kill your chaver. It's the chaver of the case is mamish, the case of our case of a kidney. In other words, donate a kidney in order to save somebody else. It's phrased in a different way, of course, but that's the, so the Piskei Teshuva brings from the Rikanti, and the Radvaz comments on this, one is not obliged to give up a limb in order to save somebody else. It is a midas chasidus. Ulam im yesh sofik sakonas nefoshes hariza chosi shota. If he's going to put his own life in danger to save somebody else, then he's considered to be a chosi shota. Well, that's pretty explicit. The sveiko didei odif mi vadai dechavre. The sefer chasidim is brought in some of the poskim brings. However, if someone else is a gadol hador and he's just an ordinary person, maybe that would tip the balance and he should put himself into such a sakona. And he brings a maisa shahoya. He brings a maisa, and it must be from a medrash, I don't know where this story is, that a maisa shahoya, that Reuven ben Istrarubli, bikesh yehargu velo Rabbi Akiva, ki rabim srichim lo. He was prepared to volunteer his life in order to save Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva, being the gadol hador, that kol Yisroel srichim lo, and he felt he wanted to give up his life, and the Sefer Hasidim considers it praiseworthy. So you see that in certain circumstances, it's not considered to be a chosid shota. On the contrary, it could be considered a praiseworthy act, but it's not an obligation. It's letnim mishur sadin. It's a midas chasidus, says the Sefer Hasidim, and that's brought by the poskim. Now, there is another, two other diyukim, and we won't have time to deal with it fully, but the Minchas Chinuch, and not the only one, the Ri Perlo in his work on the Rav Sajigon say the same thing, that supposing, let's say, somebody puts himself into danger. The extreme case, a person is attempting to commit suicide. Can you be Mechal Shabbos in order to save him? Or are you obliged, never mind Shabbos, are you obliged to go and save such a person who puts himself in danger? One could take the Shaila a little bit further. We have a very topical subject in the NHS. People who are deliberately exposing themselves to danger, drugs, whatever it is. Are we obliged to spend money in order to go and save them from their own folly? They, after all, of their own free will, put themselves into danger. Is there an obligation on the tzibur to put themselves out in order to save these people, even though if you spend money on the NHS, it's got to be taken from somewhere? Should we not devote money to people who are healthy, people who are not negligent in looking after themselves? But people who deliberately put themselves into danger, are we obliged to save them? The Minchas Chinuch is talking about deliberately someone who's me'abed asmo ledas, and he wants to be medayik, that the Gemara says, what do we need the extra posik for? Surely you could learn it out from Hashavas Avedo. Says the Minchas Chinuch, why didn't the Gemara say, we need it for a case that even in terms of moment, supposing, let's say, someone is me'abed his moment, he's throwing his money away. There's no din of Hashomer Zavedis, but Feirish mentioned in Choshim Mishpat, you have no obligation to return somebody's lost property if someone is throwing it away in the street. Why should I have to go put myself out to return his Avedo if it's an Avedo Midas? He's deliberately destroying his own property. Why do I have to return his property? Masha Einkein, if it comes to Avedis Haguf, maybe if someone's deliberately throwing himself and wants to commit suicide, who says I have an obligation to redeem? If we're going to compare it to Hashavas Avedo, the whole limud of Atzola is from Hashavas Avedo, I should have no obligation to save such a person. So we need the extra posse to tell you, even in such circumstances, that you have an obligation to save such a person. We couldn't learn that out from Hashavas Avedo. Says the Midrash Chinuch, since the Gemara didn't say it, the same approach as the Aruch HaNer. The Gemara didn't say that. Elamai, says the Minchas Chinuch, if somebody is preparing, is committing suicide, we don't have an obligation to save him. That's the opinion of the Minchas Chinuch. However, the post can go wild with this Minchas Chinuch and completely dismiss it la locha. Rav Moshe says, Shori le mora, toss gomor, it's a complete toss. The Kli Chemdo and the Rebbe Shua Leib Diskin all disagree, and clearly it's not accepted lahalacha. It cannot be that even if someone who's ma'abid atzmo ladas, that you have no chiyuv to try and save that person, and even be mechal Shabbos to save such a person, even though he's deliberately causing damage to himself, deliberately trying to kill himself, nonetheless you still have an obligation to try and save him, not like the Mitzvah Chinuch, not like the Parallel. One of the reasons is, and we don't even need a posik for it, says Rav Moshe. We don't need a posik for such a thing. It's obvious, it's self-evident that you have to save such a person. The Kli Chemdo makes the point, and the Moshe also makes the same point. A person doesn't own his own body. In Hashavas Avedo, if a person decides he wants to destroy his own property, he's got every right to do so. He owns his own property. But he doesn't own his own guf. The guf of a person is not kinyono shel odom, it's the kinyon of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And there's a raya from the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, and also in Hilchas Ritzeach, a nafshoi shel zeh ha-nereg kinyon koel adam ele kinyon ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu. If a person wants to pay kofa, to take kofa from a Ritzeach, even if he's prepared to give all the money in the world, and even if the Goel Adam wants to patter such a person, he's got no right to redeem. The Torah gives the right to the Goel Adam to go and attack the murderer. That murderer cannot redeem himself because pay money in order to redeem, says the Rambam. She nafshu shazeh hanere kinyan Goel Adam elo kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the Goel Adam doesn't have a kinyan that he, in other words, when he's got, the Torah gives him the right to go and kill the attacker, it's not because he's got a kinyan in that person. It's not his kinyan at all. The body of a person belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, the Rimagash makes this point. Is the Rebbe of the Rebbe of the father of the Rambam. The Rimagash is a couple of generations before the Rambam, and the Rimagash makes the point. It's brought in the Radvaz. For that reason, although we say Hodoas Baldin Kemeo Edim Domi, if you admit something, then you chayv yourself to pay moment. If someone admits that he committed a murder, we don't listen to him. If a person admits in matters of nefoshes, that evidence is inadmissible in court. Why is that so? Because Hodoas Baldin Kemeo Edim Domi is the pshat he owns his own money, and therefore he can admit. He's got a balus over his own money. But he doesn't have a balus over his own body. That belongs to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And for that reason, if someone gives evidence on Dinei Nefoshes that he himself is the murderer, it's irrelevant. It's not evidence at all, because he doesn't own his own body. It belongs to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a beautiful piece in Rav Zevin. Rav Zevin on the posik of which we learn the din of Ma'abed Atzmo Ledas in Parshas Noach. Miaches dimchem lenafsho seichem edrosh miyad kol chayo edroshenu o miyad ha'odom miyad ish ochiv edrosh es nefesh ha'odom. If someone commits suicide, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I will edrosh, I will demand, as it were, a recompense from that person. And it repeats it. Edrosh miyad kol chayo edroshenu o miyad ha'od miyad ish ochiv edrosh es nefesh ha'odom. Three times it mentions the word edrosh, or the equivalent of edrosh. Says Rab Zevin, why use the word edrosh? If he's committed an offence, it should be a Kodesh Baruch Hu is poiked avoin ovos albonim. The expression normally is poiked. What's edrosh? I will see. Says the Rab Zevin, edrosh we find regarding Hashavas Avedo, adrosho chicha oso. Edrosh is an expression of someone is claiming lost property. And he brings many riyas for it. I haven't got time to go in the riyas. If someone is taking his own life, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will edrosh, I will demand from you of taking my property. It's not your, you don't own your own body, I own the body. And therefore, I will seek from you edrosh, in the same way I will seek the Hashavas Avedo. It's my goof, and therefore I will claim from you. It's a beautiful thought from Rav Zevin in the Torah Lamoedim. So the first reason why we dismiss the Minchas Chinuch, says both the Kli Chemdo and the Igros Moshe, is because you cannot compare Hashavas Avedo to Hashavas Aguf. I don't need a posik in the case of Hashavas Aguf. Even if he's prepared to be Ma'abed Atzmo Ladas, he's prepared to commit himself suicide, I don't need a pasuk to tell you that you've got to save him. It's self-evident you have to save him. Because he's not destroying his own property. It's not the case like an Aveda where you're destroying your own property. He's destroying a Kodesh Baruch Hu's property. That being so, we have a mitzvah for Kuach Nefesh. There is a third chidush, which again is dismissed entirely from the halacha, from the Shlomo Kluger. From Shlomo Kluger asks a question. We've got a din in Hashavas Aveda that if it's a zokein ve'eino lefi kavodei, supposing, let us say, an old man, or Talmid Chacham, is going in the street, and he sees somebody's left a sack of potatoes there. And he knows who it belongs to. He doesn't. So the Torah tells us, misalam, so sometimes he can turn aside and pretend he didn't see it, and he doesn't have to return it. It's not the kavod of a zokein to have to carry a sack of potatoes in the street in order to return it to the owner. That's a din which we're all familiar with in the Gemara Bava Metzia. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, the Hanagos on Shulchan Aruch, the last siman in Shulchan Aruch of Choshen Mishpat, what would happen if it's not lefi kavodai in order to save somebody? So the Gemara could have used the extra posik of Hatzolah to tell you that even in such circumstances, not lefi kavodai, that he has to do Hatzolah Sakuf, even though it's not lefi kavodai. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, from here you see that as the Gemara doesn't say so, therefore that would imply that there is a patur of zokein lefi kavodai in the case of atzolas nefoshes. If it's not lefi kavodai, then it's a patur of atzolas nefoshes. It brings a raya, and brings another raya from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says if someone is love sick, he's passing out because he's fallen in love with someone. So the Gemara says, shall we allow a girl to, for a particular girl, can we allow that girl to be defiled, as it were, in order to save the life of this person? I think Morris says, what about a panuyo? A panuyo, she's not an unmarried girl, there's not a major issa, but we should allow her, in order to save the life of this person who's lovesick over him, that's a strange case, but that's what Morris says, we should allow her to, on the contrary, we should command her to defile herself in order to save the life of this person. The Morris' conclusion is, no, because of pegam mishpocha. Says the Shlomo Kluger, what do you mean pegam mishpocha? The mishpocha also have a chiyuv to do hatzolah. They've got to save the person's life. So because of they're covered. They're not going to save the life of this person. Isn't it a pegam? So what that it's pegam mishpocha? That's eino lefi kvoidom, as it were. He considers that parallel to eino lefi kvoidom. So you see from here, from this Gemara, if it's eino lefi kvoidom, you don't have to save the person's life. That's the Shlomo Kluger. So Moshe says, "Shori le'mora." It cannot be that such a thing is true, and most of the poskim seem to go against Rav Shlomo Kluger. It cannot be. He says it's no comparison to the case of Hashavas Aveda. What about the case of Pegam Mishpocha? It could be the Pegam Mishpocha. Perhaps we'll have to. It doesn't answer the case of Pegam Mishpocha, which is one of the riyas of Shlomo Kluger. Maybe you have to say Pegam Mishpocha is over and above Zokin Bein Elifik Voida. We have to leave that on one side. Now, Golbonim says, Ramosha, if a Kavod Shomayim is Nidcheb, not a Fatsola. In other words, you can do all the Averis in the world, apart from the three cardinal Averis. You can be Machal Shabbos in order to save a person. So you can, Kavod Shomayim gives way in order to save an Efesh. If a Kavod Shomayim is not worried about his own Kavod, and he can be Mechal Shabbos in order to save a life, so we should worry about the covered of this Zogin. The covered Zogin can't be any better than the covered Shemayim, and therefore it cannot be. It's got to be, even if it means he's going to degrade himself, in order to save Nefoshes, certainly got to do so. I would have brought the Gemara from Saito, that someone who sees a girl, a woman, drowning, and he says, I'm not allowed to touch an erevor, then I can't save her. The Gemara calls it a chosid shaita. That's also right. It's einu lefi kvoidei. Einu lefi kvoidei. To touch her, to have contact with a beautiful female, and he's a Talmid Chacham with a langer board, for him to save this person, not lefi kvoidei. The Gemara says, if he doesn't jump in and save it, if he can, he's a chosid shaita. So you see that we're not worried about einu lefi kvoidei. It's a raya against the Rav Shlomo Kluger. All right, be that as it may. And then what it says, what is more, says Rav Moshe, poshut in the case of bominus. Supposing, let us say, in the case of bominus, the bominus was very, very valuable. And his own moment. Supposing, let's say, he's lost a diamond. and diamond down a drain or something. That person, even if it's ainel apik voidei, what would he do? He would start looking down the drain, see if he can get it back. In it for his own money. So, if for his own money, there's a limit to ainel apik voidei. A diamond is no more precious than a nefesh. If, in other words, a diamond, the person would be, even if it's ainel apik voidei, would be moichel on his kovod for himself in order to save that diamond, you know, because it's a dovah choshuv, then how much more so that should do we overrule the Eino Lefi Kavoidai to save something which is very precious? A nefesh truly is more precious than a diamond. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, it's not a svara. Of course you've got to do bimatzel nefosh in such circumstances. So what have we seen here? There were three cases where the Orchon Er, the Milchus Chinuch, and the Rav Shlomo Kluger, because the Gemara didn't use the extra limud of our shovas, the extra limud of Hatzolas Haguf for these three cases, each of these three Geonim wanted to darshan. Therefore, in this we can learn halacha from these three cases, and we refuted at least two of the cases. Were refuted. There's no raya at all because we don't need a posik for Me'avidas Veledas. It's self. Even without a posik, we know that you have to be a matzil, a person who's prepared to commit suicide. We don't need a posik for zokin ein lefi kavoidei, and therefore the raya is completely obgefrekt. What about the case of the Orchon Er? In the case of sofik nefoshes, well, we haven't freked it up, but nonetheless, for other reasons, there are other sources to suggest that a person is not obliged to put himself into sofik sakona. And again, yesh lefeles, you've got to weigh it up very deliberately, because if you're too strict, you'll save nobody, because even crossing the road is a danger. What do you consider to be a danger? You have to weigh up the percentages very carefully. It's not clear la halacha, that's a subjective thing. What you consider to be putting yourself, how much is considered to be putting yourself into sakona in order to save somebody else. Clearly, if the sakona is on the minimal side, you would be obliged for the holidays to go and save that, to be master nefoshes. If the sakona is more touching 50%, let us say, then it would be a midas chasidus if you put yourself in, prepared to put yourself into danger to save somebody else. And the poskim seem to suggest that it's a machlokas between the Babli and the Yerushalmi. The raya from the Babli, the other raya from the Babli, which again one could be mefalpel in, not so clear. The raya from the Yerushalmi, which I didn't discuss, also is not so clear. But since that Gosh Mamni brings from the Yerushalmi, that's the opinion of the Yerushalmi, even though if you look at the actual Yerushalmi, one could refute it. Nonetheless, it seems to be a machlokas Babli and Yerushalmi. The poskim don't bring it. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it, even though the Beis Yosef does bring it. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, it's the consensus in the poskim. One is not obliged to put oneself into sofik sakona in order to save somebody from a badai sakona, like the Orchon Er. So that diuk of the Orchon Er turns, whether the diuk is correct to bring a raya from that particular case, I'm not sure. But the din is correct of the Orchon Er, that the Babli paskins, it's that one is not obliged to put oneself into sofik sakona.